Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Wednesday. It's 4:30, so it's time for one of my favorite segments of the week. We call it Broad Appeal here on The Maggie Dawn Show because I like to celebrate and talk to amazing women who are organizers, activists, candidates, and elected officials. Women as candidates and in these roles of political leadership, I think really do have broad appeal. They see needs in their communities. They've got great ideas about how to meet those needs. And so, again, it's always a pleasure to be talking with amazing women doing great things here in Wisconsin and also well beyond the boundaries of Wisconsin. We've got one such amazing broad, if I may, joining me today. She is a candidate for New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. Her name is Rebecca Bennett. She is a veteran, and she's part of a little contingency of women candidates coming up running for congressional races. They call themselves the Hellcats. If you've heard this term before, it may be because you are a military history buff. The Hellcats, of course, were aircraft used by the United States and other allied forces during World War II. They were carrier-based aircraft. And it became a slang term, really, for women that like to get stuff done and do get it done. So with all of that as prequel, Rebecca, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service as well.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on, so I appreciate that.
Last Tuesday, big wins for two women that have also been in public service, one veteran, one CIA veteran, I shall say, as well, and Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger, two governors-elect now. Amazing day for women as candidates and women as candidates who have been public servants, right, in this other capacity. Did that give you and the other three, two amazing women that you have termed and grouped together as Hellcats, I would imagine that's given you a big lift, some encouragement, feeling pretty good about your chances next year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll just say, quick background on me. I'm a former Navy helicopter pilot, so I flew the Navy version of the Army Black Hawk for over a decade. I led missions, people, and teams all over the world. And so, you know, I will say that this is one of the things that we've been telling people and sharing is being able to say, you know, I've led in some of the most challenging environments that exist on this earth. I've led missions in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the night, when there's literally no margin for error. And also, I'm a mom of two kids. And so I fundamentally understand the challenges that families are facing in my district because my family is dealing with those challenges too. And I think that's what we saw last week with both Mikey and Abigail Spanberger down in Virginia is, you know, they are both national security moms. And so they are able to show that they are incredibly strong leaders. They're going to be able to get the job done and fight for all of us in a way that we're all looking for right now. But they also understand the challenges that families are facing. And, you know, I'll just say in New Jersey, Mikey was really laser focused on affordability and talking about the issues that families are facing. And so it was incredibly inspiring to see them up there with their families too. And I remember the next day after being able to tell my daughter that Mikey had won as the governor, and just the smile she had on her face was just really incredible. And so it was just a really an amazing night on Tuesday last week for sure.
Oh, that makes my heart feel real big to hear that your daughter especially was inspired by that. Here's the other thing. When we look at yourself, again, folks, I'm talking with Rebecca Bennett. She's running for New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. She's a 15-year Navy veteran. She's one of a group of women running for congressional offices called the Hellcats. She is joined in that regard by Joanna Mendoza, running for Arizona's 6th, as well as Kate Conley, running in New York's 17th CD. All of you are military veterans. I think, you know, again, what I found most encouraging about both Mikey's win and Abigail's win in Virginia, Mikey, of course, in New Jersey, was the fact that when I listen to these women speak and speak about their service, these aren't like slickly managed, manicured. I don't get any of the what I just called generic, like, oh God, it's a politician cringe sort of reaction. They're just so authentic. Again, both of them speaking to what are issues for every single working family in the United States at this point in time. And looking and reading about yourself, Joanna, and Kate as well, also, you're authentic people with a track record of service to the public, right? And I think mm-hmm. it makes each of you so uniquely ready to serve in this new way. What made you decide to do this? Because it is grueling. It can be incredibly isolating. And the politics are so hard-nosed and brutalizing right now. What really inspired you?
Yeah. And, you know, to that point, I talk about that a little bit as a DC robot speak, you know, and we just need to talk like regular people.
Yes.
But, you know, I will say, you know, my political origin story is that I was serving on active duty in the Navy the first time that Trump got elected. And so, you know, here I was thinking that we were going to elect the first female commander in chief, and then we did not. And so when I got out of the service, I started volunteering as a grassroots volunteer, just doing all the normal stuff, door knocking, phone banking, all the way through this last election. And then it was really after the last election, when the dust settled, that I really cannot explain it any other way than it was like a switch flipped in my brain. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that just runs at problems. And so I told my husband, he's also a Navy vet, by the way, I told my husband, I said, I have to run for office now. And it's really because I love this country. And for me, it's about, we are at this pivotal moment in our history where I really believe that we are all being called to do more. And I wanted to do everything that I could to fight for this country because I love it. And for me, this is about, what version of the country are we going to live in? What version are we going to leave for my daughters and the next generation? And so that is really why I did this. And for me, it's one of those things, when your nation calls you to serve, you answer the call. And so that's why I'm running. But I would say, you know, this is definitely not in my 5 or 10 year plan to run for office. But, you know, so far it's been going really well.
It's my favorite kind of candidate is the reluctant candidate, right? It's like, I feel compelled to do this. Not that this was on your bingo card or your punch list of to-dos. That always gives me a lot of encouraging hope that people are coming to these candidacies, and if they're elected, they're elected seats with the appropriate dose of humility and focus on what the job is. Mm-hmm. And it's always been one of those things that's bugged me. I hate the elected official that's looking for their like next step up elected mm-hmm. official job instead of mm-hmm. just focusing on the task at hand. Love the description of yourself as somebody who likes to run at problems. I think we would get along really well in real life, because that has been my lifelong mantra. If the problem seems too big to solve, like, I'll sign up and try to work on that.
Yeah.
Folks, we are talking with one of the self-styled Hellcats, Rebecca Bennett. She's a candidate for New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. She's a 15-year veteran of the U.S. Navy, as she mentioned. She was also an officer in the Air National Guard. Are there particular issues that are motivating for you? Perhaps it's veterans benefits, or looking at affordable childcare, affordable housing. What are some of the issues that are really close to your heart, Rebecca?
Yeah, you know, I would say there's really three kind of key areas here that I've been talking about, that I've been hearing from people, and it's affordability, healthcare, and national security. The affordability piece is that every generation is dealing with its own unique affordability challenges. So when I'm talking to someone in their 20s, they're having a really hard time being able to find that first job. The job market is really tough for people graduating from college right now, or they can't afford to be able to pay for an apartment. And so a lot of people in my district are moving back home with their parents, and they're just having a hard time kind of getting their career launched. People in their 30s and 40s are just having a really hard time being able to raise their families. And, you know, my kids, I have young kids, and when my two girls were in full-time daycare, we were paying over $3,500 a month for them to be in childcare. And it is just it is just an astronomical amount of money that we are asking families to pay. And childcare is a crisis in this country. And it's one of those things that we are not talking about enough at the national level. And so for me, this is something that there's not a lot of moms with young kids in office either. And so this is another thing that I really hope to bring and be a voice for, of to talk about these issues that families are facing. But, you know, it's also, housing is very expensive. Energy prices in New Jersey just jumped by about 20% over the summer. My husband, we got our bill. He was like, did our house break? Like, what happened? Like, why did our bill go up by so much?
Do we need an HVAC guy? Yeah, it's like, yeah, what
exactly.
is going on?
Like, did we break a, did like my daughter break a window? Like, what's going on? You know, and so, you know, every generation is dealing with its own challenges, and you get into the sandwich generation of people that are taking care of their kids and taking care of their parents. It's all just really tight. And so I think, you know, that's the number one issue I hear from folks. And then the healthcare piece is, I've actually been working in healthcare in the private sector for a number of years. And so have been working in a bunch of different spaces. I will say women's health is near and dear to my heart. Not just necessarily reproductive rights are incredibly important, but what we're doing to support women across their entire lifespan. One of the companies I worked at was focused on women going through menopause, which is just a huge unmet need in this country. And we don't even know how to treat women because women weren't even required to be in clinical trials until about 30 years ago. And so we just treat them like small men for a lot of things. So, you know, that's another area that I care a lot about, is just how do we make healthcare more affordable and accessible for people in this country. And then on the national security front, I was also an experimental test pilot for the Navy. And so I led the development of technology for the United States and partner nations. And so for me, this is one, what are we doing to make sure that we're really preparing the United States for the 21st century and thinking about how we're developing technology and leveraging AI and thinking about cybersecurity threats to make sure that we're being efficient in how we're developing technology. One of the stories that I like to share here is that I used to fly. So I flew helicopters for the Navy, and I used to fly with an iPad because the computer processors in the aircraft were so slow.
So slow. That,
yes, exactly. And so we basically didn't have the processing power to be able to have a Google moving map equivalent of what we'd have. So we have 1980s black and green Atari screen that we would have to have up, or I'd have a paper
pixelated
chart, like old school.
Yes.
Yeah. Or it's like old school MapQuest, you know, for anybody that remembers, you know, that back in the day. And so that's the reality of what we're dealing with right now. And so we just have to be able to make that work more efficiently and effectively. And, you know, to your other question, the other piece of this is another area that is really near and dear to my heart is, what are we doing to support our veterans and military families, both when they're serving and then when they come home? You know, I was part of a dual military couple, and so I've seen how hard it is to be home when your partner is deployed. I've also, you know, been deployed, and I personally found that transition, getting out of the military and moving into the private sector, to be very, very hard. And so I focused a lot of my volunteer work in that space before I decided to run for office, just to try to help people make that transition a little bit smoother. And so, you know, military spouses also are often unemployed or underemployed because it's very hard for them to be able to maintain a career if they're having to move every 3 years, you know, just, yeah. So just, I would say just one story here is, one of my friends was a pilot and his wife was a physician, and they wanted to be able to, you know, she's a physician, they got stationed in Germany, and she wanted to work, and the base needed to hire her because they didn't have enough physicians. And it took so long to get the paperwork through that by the time they finally got the approval to hire her, it was time for them to go back to the States. And what happened is that it had been such a long time that since she'd been able to practice medicine, that then her insurance lapsed in the United States. And so not only could she not practice in Germany, but then she couldn't practice when she got back to the States. And so anyway, those are the types of things that we just have to do a better job of taking care of our veterans and families when they're serving.
When someone serves, their whole family serves right alongside of them. It is our shared moral obligation in this country to be there for our active duty service members as well as our vets. We're going to continue to talk to this special veteran, one of the self-styled Hellcats, three amazing women running for congressional seats in 2026. Her name's Rebecca Bennett. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Don't go anywhere, because it is a very special edition of Broad Appeal here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.